Blog Talk Radio.
Praise to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our King. To Him we will sing. In His great mercy He has given us life. Now we can be called the children of God. Great is the love that the Father has given us. What He has delivered us. What He has delivered us. Children of God, sing your song and rejoice for the love that He has given us all. Oh, oh, children of God, by the blood of His Son, we have been redeemed and we can be called children of God. Children of God. The mystery is revealed to the universe. The Father above has proven His love.
Going through a process down here, and everything leads us to light.
And sometimes we can fall away from the light, even though that light is still within us, but, you know, we can fall away from the light and pick ourselves back up. So that's the name of our show today. All bad things is all bad things really bad. Okay. So we're going to go right to the daily word. The daily word for today is I let go, confident in the good God provides. I let go and confident. I got lots of confidence in the good and God provides. So the thing of it is like when you want something in your life to happen and you ask and ask God for it, do you let go and let him have it, or do you try to grab a hold of it and do what you want to do with it? So this thing is saying, let go and let God. Give it to God and let go and see what he does with it. Because more playroom you give him where he could actually do something with it, the more things can happen in your life. So when you give a prayer, let go and let God. Okay, the daily word is, if I leave one job for the better one or move into a more comfortable room, letting go of the old may feel easy, but it can be more difficult to let go when I am unsure about what is to come. Sometimes staying in an unsatisfying situation feels safer than stepping into the unknown. When spirit knows I need to let go, I do it with confidence and that my good is being revealed. I release to God any concerns, situations, or relationships that no longer serve me. Even when my future is uncertain, healing and growth are assured. I'm open to the cooperation with the guidance of Spirit even before the path ahead is clear. I release, let go, and claim my divine potential. So what this is saying is, let go and let God. You know, once you got a new job or you're trying to find a new job and you quit the old one, you get scared because you don't know that you might need to go back to that new job because you don't know how the other job would turn out, but it ends up turning out great. So always trust in God and give him playing room where he can actually do something with that request that you've given him. And the thing today is, like I said, it is all bad things really bad. So we're going to be talking about First Luke. First Luke is starting to talk about Zacharias and Elizabeth. Zacharias and Elizabeth was John the Baptist's parents. Okay, before he was born, Zacharias and Elizabeth, they was in what they call a priest tribe. They was part of the tribe. Back in them days, they had tribes. It wasn't cities. It was tribes. Or not really families. They call it tribes. But anyway, their family was known for being priests. They always worked in the church. They always took care of the church. They preached. They was more like a preacher family. Everybody in the family has been preachers. They've all worked in the church for years and years and years. Zacharias was actually a priest in the synagogue. And one day, Zacharias, he had his duties in the temple. He had to go beyond the veil. They had a veil back in those days. It wasn't an open altar. They had like a veil. And then inside the veil, they had the Ark of the Covenant. And there, they had an altar. And they did sacrifices outside the altar is like a room. You go outside and they would have sacrifices. But beyond that veil, they would speak to God and God would speak to them. It wasn't like, you know, some churches do today. They pray to God and hope to God he says something to them. When they spoke close to the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant, he spoke. Most time he spoke. Sometimes he gave them something to think about and, so, I mean, it really depends on what happened. Now, I'm sure there's sometimes he didn't really say nothing. But back in those days, it was a lot said in that room. And what's so different about these days, since we've got the Holy Spirit from Jesus, we don't have to go to that altar. We don't have to do this. We don't have to do it. God speaks to us all day long inside of our hearts. Then we're open to the Holy Spirit. He can speak to you all day long. He never leaves. You don't have to go to to the synagogue, to the priest, to go into the altar room to tell you what God says, he's already in you now. When Christ died, he gave a Holy Spirit where the altar room is put inside of your heart. You accepted Christ, you accept the Holy Spirit, it landed inside of your heart, and that altar room with a covenant in it is in you now. So you have the strong telephone to God. You speak to him. You can go in his presence anytime you want to. He pours out his love for you when you accept Christ and you have the Holy Spirit within you. So that's the difference between nowadays. But anyway, we're going to get back to this story. Anyway, Zacharias was in the temple doing his temple duties, burned the incense and all that good stuff, and he started praying to God at the temple, or at the altar there in the room they had. And all of a sudden, I think it's Archangel Michael just showed up. He's like, Zacharias, you're gonna have a son. Your wife Elizabeth is gonna be barren, and he's gonna have a son, and you're gonna call him John. So he's gonna be the guy that's gonna offer in the Son of God, which is Jesus. So this guy John's gonna be before Jesus. He's gonna advertise Jesus' name amongst the people. He's gonna baptize, but not baptize with fire. He's gonna baptize with water. And Zacharias was like, who, me? My wife is 80 years old. How in the world can my wife have a child? That's impossible. And the angel told Zacharias, he said, I was at the throne of God. What he says comes true. He creates everything. And he still had doubts. So the angel took his, made him deaf. Made him where he couldn't speak. Made him deaf and dumb. He couldn't speak. He could hear, but he couldn't speak. So he took his speech out of his mouth. And he could not speak until John was born. Okay. Now, a lot of us think that's very bad. You know, he took his speech away from him. He could not speak anymore until the kid was born. That's very bad. Okay. If you really think about it. Now, the whole thing about Jesus was very crucial. Everything had to pan out just right for everything to fall into place, right? So if this guy, Zacharias, went around running his mouth to people and, this angel told me this, and this is, you know, this is demonic and all this stuff, and I don't know if it's really God, and that could have screwed up the whole process there. So when he quieted him, he stopped him from messing up anything, where God's plans could fall into place perfectly. But back in them times, the Jewish priests, sometimes they had the big head, and what they said happened because nobody else could talk to God. Only they could, so they could come out and tell you whatever they wanted to tell you. So when the angel quieted Zacharias, he couldn't say nothing no more. He heard what the angel said, and that was it. It's the last time he got to speak. So Zacharias went back home to Elizabeth. She was barren, as the angel said. And she was the cousin, I think she was the cousin of Mary that was going to have Jesus. Okay. Everybody was surprised about Elizabeth having a baby at 80-some years old. But you know God wasn't, because that was part of the plan. So anyway, Mary and John's mother Elizabeth got together, and the Holy Spirit hit the baby fully from Jesus, from stomach to stomach. So when the Holy Spirit jumped off of Jesus into John, when they met, when them two pregnant women got together, they said John the Baptist jumped for joy in the stomach, was so happy to be close to the Lord. No matter whether he wasn't even born yet, he was still in the stomach being sewed together by God's hand. He still was jumping for joy about Christ being on earth in a woman's stomach, but of being on earth. So that was a little bit about Luke 1, about Zacharias and Elizabeth, which was a very, very awesome story. You never do hear a whole lot about John the Baptist, except in the book of Luke and so on. So that was a good thing. I mean, he quietened the father down where he couldn't speak and say anything negative about what God was doing with Jesus' life and what he was going to start, how he's going to start Jesus out and start John the Baptist out to offer in Jesus' name. So everything was hush-hush back in the early part of the New Testament. You know, God was making sure everything fell right into place. It couldn't be moved at all. It had to fall in right into place. So, you know, God didn't do anything harmful to the guy. He didn't, you know, nothing bad. He just quieted him down until the time came. And what was so awesome is when John was born, see, the man of the household named the child. That was the Jewish thing. The name, head of the household, the man of the household, named the child. And right when the baby was born, his speech was let out, and he said, well, let's see what Zacharias can write down for us. And he came out and told him, he said, his name will be John. So he got the name that the Lord was wanting, and plus his speech was opened up for him again. So that was so awesome. He got to speak when his baby was born. And that's a little bit about that, about John and about Elizabeth and Zechariah and all his family. And what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and say a prayer for all the people that's listening to this show today that's actually, you know, that's having problems in their family, that's having health issues and all that. We're going to go ahead and do that right now. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon us. Heavenly Father, I ask you to come upon us. I ask you to let heaven, let earth be as it is in heaven at this moment. Let earth be as it is in heaven at this moment. Let your authority, Father, be so very strong at this time. Let your authority be so very strong in this prayer at this time. I ask this in Jesus' name for this prayer. Lord Heavenly Father, I ask for all the folks, all the people that's listening in on this show at this moment, I ask you to heal each everyone. I'm seeing a ear being healed now. I'm showing a left ear or something like that being healed right now. I'm being showed somebody's head, something going on with it. I don't know whether they got a headache, something going on like that. But there's something being transformed in their head. I don't know whether it's a headache or something that's going on in their brain or anything, but there's something going on there. God's touching that now and releasing that in Jesus' name. Okay. Lord Heavenly Father, I ask you to help all the families that need help at this time. I ask you to transform their family. And if you're listening to this prayer right now, put your hand up if it's you. I ask you to transform their family. I ask you to move poverty out of the family. I ask you to bring the spirit of hope in that family. I ask you to open that family and bring them closer to you, Lord, and bring love into the family and bring jobs to the family. All that good stuff I ask, Lord. I ask this to happen to these families. I ask you to help the lady with the leg problem. I ask you to restore the leg in Jesus' name. All tendons, all joints being reconnected now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. I ask you to rebuke the stomach problems in Jesus' name. Be gone now. See, is there anything else I'm being showed? I don't know whether somebody's got breast cancer or breast something going on. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I command the breast to be fully healed and fully complete, transformed. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to help the children. There's somebody's children is having problems. I ask you to get down in that situation. I ask you to heal the children, help the children with their learning, help their children with whatever the situation is, Lord. You know this situation. I don't. I ask you to step into that situation, heal it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you for all these healings. I thank you for all the families being transformed on this show today. I thank you for all the glorious things you do for us. You know, a lot of us, you know, helps us with our homes. You help us with our families. You awaken us from day to day. We thank you for this. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for the food that you put on our tables. We thank you for all this, Lord. You're so gracious. You love us. And sometimes we are disobedient, but we ask you to forgive us for that. We ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, for your son Jesus Christ died on that cross for that. And we thank you for that. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you so much for the power from the resurrection when you raised him from the dead, the power that comes from that, that you've given him, is given to us through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. We thank you for all that you do, Father. We thank you for all these healings. And I thank you for all the situations that you're touching now on this radio station or on this radio show. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Anytime you glory, put God in glorified state and you glorify him, there's always power being released at all times. So that's what I was doing during that prayer. And then when you ask for open heaven as it is on earth, like it says in the Lord's Prayer, Thy Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's releasing the power of heaven on earth now. Now in heaven, all of God's wills is done quickly. It ain't no slow, it's done quickly. Ain't no enemy up there to mess with his stuff. So if you put heaven on earth, ask God to open up heaven on earth, things happen quickly. So that's why I was declaring at that time, is for God to open up heaven on earth. And I'm hoping all these sicknesses and all this stuff will be healed at this time, be transformed this week. You're going to be seeing miracles happening in your life. You're going to see things changing for the better. You're going to see the Lord touching you. And I know this is going to happen because I saw it in my own life and I heard it from other folks who listen to my show. So be prepared to see things happen in your life this week, right now, right this very second, whenever the Lord opens up that door for them things to change. And at this time, I want anybody that hasn't accepted Christ into their life, I ask you to just listen real hard at this time. Jesus died on the cross for us, and we don't have to be scared of him. A lot of people are scared to accept Christ because he knows everything and he's going to damn you. No, Jesus is a very loving guy. He's like a friend, the father that you've never had. He just waiting for He's kind of like a puppy. He's waiting to run to you when you open the door. He's like a puppy. He's waiting to run to you when you open the door. He's like the father in the Bible, you know, that the son went did all these crazy things, took his money and blew it. But when the son come running back, when he was broke and down in the dumps, he had the door wide open waiting for the son to come back to help him back on his feet. That's Jesus. He already knows your situation. He knows all your problems and faults, but he don't care. That's why he died for you. That's why he came for you. That's why he opened that Holy Spirit for you. He just waiting for you to accept your childhood. He's the key to your divine childhood. You are a child of God, but you have no idea and you can't have it turned on until you accept him and have the Holy Spirit to open that up in you. A lot of people say, well, I'm a child of God. No, you're not. You have the key to turn that on. You got to have the Holy Spirit to turn that on. So when you accept him and you accept the Holy Spirit, it turns your childhood on to God. You have that communication with God. Nobody else does except for the people that has the Holy Spirit in them. You have that communication with God. You'll see things changing your life for the better. You'll see darkness going away from your life. You'll see life added to your household. This is all things that happens to you when you accept Christ. And I do ask you to get baptized, you know, at a near church that you go to or the church around your neighborhood. Find a good church. I'm sure the Holy Spirit will lead you to that. But at this time, I ask you, if you want to accept Christ, just say what I'm saying. Put your hands on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to come into my heart right now. I ask you to live there for eternity. I ask you to forgive my sins, all the bad things I've done. It's held me down. It's been all the karma that's really held me down. I ask you to release it now with your power of the cross. I ask for your resurrection to be given to me now. I ask you to live within me and be my teacher, my master, Lord Jesus. I want you to be my teacher and my master. I want you to live in my heart. I ask you to receive. Everybody, I kind of got kicked off my phone here, so I'm sorry about that. But anyway, I'm glad y'all came in today. You know, accepting the Lord is a big thing. I hope y'all followed me through it. I don't know whether y'all heard this or not, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it again right quick. I only got 2 minutes. If anybody will accept the Lord right now, just put your hands up, put one hand over your heart, and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart at this time. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in the dying on the cross and the resurrection. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in my heart. Put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in my heart. So if you say that right now, the Lord Jesus has came into your heart, and I do ask you to get baptized at a near church, wherever you can go, and, you know, get into a good church. I'm sure that the Lord will lead you. I do ask you to build a communication with the Lord. Pray at least as much as you can during the day, or at least once a day. And you don't even have to just bow down all the time. You can just speak to him going down the road in your car. Just speak to him. But I want to thank every one of y'all for coming to the Healing Light tonight, or this evening, and tomorrow. Forgive me. I'm kind of tired here. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for coming to the show. And I ask y'all to come back some other time and tell more people about the show. May God bless every one of y'all and touch every one of y'all this week. Y'all have a great day. Walk down.